Meanwhile, Brett, President Trump called on more countries to sign on to the Abraham Accords. This happened yesterday in an effort to unite the Middle East region. He discussed it with leaders of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Pakistan, Turkey, Egypt, and Jordan, as well as the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, both of which are already members. The New York Post editorial board with this headline, Trump's right. Beyond Iran deal, the Abraham Accords are key to lasting peace. Your thoughts on that, Brent?
No, absolutely. It's a very comprehensive approach. It's more than just security and acknowledgement of Israel's right to exist and diplomatic recognition, but also economic. And I think that's actually the path forward to future. And I think for many years, many of the Middle Eastern countries have kind of at least not explicitly acknowledge that. They certainly understand it and are welcoming it. It's hopeful that this, that those that sign on to the accords will grow. It's interesting that President Trump even hinted at even Iran at some point could sign on to that, meaning it's not exclusionary.
Last thought here, Brent. Obviously, the time is ticking.